Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 2nd of June, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. iPhone users that are jailbreakers, not a good day for you. Especially if you've already installed the iOS 13.5.1. Yep, you pretty much know this already. It's been blocked now. Now for the rest of us Apple users out there, it's like, hey, another update. Yay. In fact, it's only been 2 weeks ago that we got 13.5, but here comes 13.5.1. Now the update, other than breaking a jailbreak, actually patches a vulnerability. As you guessed, with a lot of these updates, it provides important security updates, and of course it's recommended that we all install it. Regardless if we want to or not, we're going to have to eventually. Now, of course, iOS 13.5.1, not the only update we're seeing today. Catalina is also getting the 10.15.5 update. It's actually the fifth update to come to macOS Catalina since its release way back in October of 2019. The 10.15.5 update is free, of course, and can be downloaded from the Mac App Store using the update feature in the System Preference app. Bet you knew that already, didn't you? Apple's not the only one for some new stuff for us today. Google's got some new things for their Pixel phones, including a personal safety and, of course, battery updates. And those of you out there were hoping Android 11 would be launching, the beta's been pushed back again. But with the new update, expect extended better battery life. There's also improve your sleep, which we all could use nowadays, and more safety tools for people to have access to in case of emergencies. Those emergencies basically detecting, say, when you've been in a car crash, it will actually alert the emergency services in your area automatically. As far as when you'll be seeing it on your Pixel device, it looks like it's going to be pretty soon. Although we're hearing from Google, you need to check out the Pixel forums to see exactly when updates will actually land on your particular phone. And finally, the Internet Archive. Yeah, nice place to get some free stuff over there, isn't it? Apparently, though, some publishers aren't very happy about that. Yes, four major book publishers have filed a lawsuit against the Internet Archive for, yes, of course, you guessed it, copyright. Apparently, these violations are relating to the Open Library Project. Now, these Open Library e-books are actually scanned from physical copies, rather than, of course, purchased in digital form. So the project never enters into a licensing agreement with the publisher. Aha! Meaning these four publishers, who apparently at this time still want to remain anonymous, can't imagine why, they feel that they should be getting a cut of this somewhere. Now, of course, the Internet Archive says that as a library, which acquires books and lends them out, just as libraries have done, they support the publishing and authors and the readers, too. Going on to say that suing libraries, or in this case, the Internet Archive, is not really in anybody's interest. Unfortunately, this is going to have to be one that we're going to have to wait and see on. If you've got a story and no one else is listening to you, well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, of course, is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there and support the news show over there. We do need your donations to keep this show up and running, because without you, it just simply wouldn't exist. Head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, and whatever you can give a month, between $5 or even up to $20 a month, your donation will help keep the news show on the air. Check out the British Tech Network on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.